This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
The Democratic Party is changing very fast. And if you know this better than former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman, he lost a primary fight during his party's last leftward swing over a decade ago. Now, this week, he wrote a piece begging Democrats not to vote for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's the Democratic Socialist in New York who's almost certain to win a congressional seat this fall. Electing her, Ocasio-Cortez, Lieberman says, would hurt the Congress, hurt the Democratic Party, and hurt America. Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut joins us tonight. Senator, thank you for coming on.
Great to be with you, Tucker. Thank you.
So this candidate is being presented and may indeed be the future of the Democratic Party. Her ideas are the cutting edge of progressive politics right now. Why is that bad?
Well, obviously, she's got a right to her ideas, but if her ideas take hold in the Democratic Party, it's not only not the Democratic Party that I joined a long time ago in the inspiration of John F. Kennedy, progressive on social issues domestically, kind of pro-business, pro-growth in terms of economic policy, and a strong foreign policy based on American national interest and values. I mean, she calls herself a democratic socialist. To me, she's more of a socialist than a Democrat. And that's not good for the party that, though it rejected me in Connecticut in 2006, I continue to be a member of, although I'm obviously independent in who I support, including John McCain in 2008. So, you know what really worried about me about this after Ocasio-Cortez beat Joe Crowley? During the campaign, she called for the abolition of ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement Section. It made no sense. I can come back to that. But after she won, three credible Democratic candidates for president in 2020 embraced the same call. And it's like the old story about Robespierre during the French Revolution. I got to get out in front of the mob. Those are my followers there, you know.
What happened to Robespierre at the end? Do you remember?
It didn't end well for Robespierre.
So that's kind of the question I wanted to ask you. So I think you could have a real debate on all of these issues, but the one that you just highlighted, abolishing ICE, deeply unpopular with the public. It's going to be hard to win a campaign on that issue, and I think on the merits it's a bad idea. I'm sure a lot of leaders in your party feel that way. They agree with you. They're not saying it in public. Where are the adults?
I agree. Not enough. I mean, substantively, unless you're against all enforcement of immigration and customs laws, you need an enforcement agency like ICE. These folks are against the Trump administration's immigration policy. They can't make a rational argument against ICE. So where are they? More people should be speaking out. It was kind of interesting that when Ocasio-Cortez beat Crowley, somebody asked Nancy Pelosi about it, and she said that was in one progressive district. It doesn't represent the Democratic Party around the country, which I found heartening, also very practical, because the Democratic Party will not have any chance of retaking the House if the image of the party is democratic socialist. It just doesn't work. Democrats don't like the idea of socialists in power in America because it's not who we are.
Democrats are more liberal on immigration, obviously. That's fine.
Right.
But you can't find a Democratic office holder who will explain clearly, and I've tried night after night, what exactly our border policy should be. You can't get a vigorous defense of the idea of borders out of a leading Democrat right now. And some of them, like Keith Ellison, are openly saying borders are themselves racist. They're inherently immoral, borders. How do you feel about that as you watch?
Well, that just doesn't go with me anyway. A country, a great thing about America, let me say first, is that from the beginning, we never defined ourselves primarily by our borders, but by our values and the Constitution,
right.
Declaration of Independence. But once you say that, you got to have borders. You have to have rules for who can come in and who can't come in.
Well, you know, we come back to square one, and that is you've got to protect what you have. And the whole border debate continues. And, of course, we'll get into more detail of that a little bit later on. Stay with us. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you what's going to happen. It's going to require all hands on deck, not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's a we thing, the United States of America. Thank you for joining in on the good fight. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Daniel Garza joins us now. Daniel's had an extensive public service career as a congressional staff assistant for U.S. Congressman Richard Doc Hastings. Later elected as councilman for the city of Toppenish, Washington in 96. In 2001, he was tapped by the George W. Bush administration to serve as deputy director of external and intergovernmental affairs in the office of the secretary of the Department of the Interior, and was appointed in 2004 to associate director of the Office of Public Liaison in the White House. Daniel Garza currently serves as the executive director of the Libra Initiative. Daniel, good to be talking to you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mr. Martinez. It's always good to be talking to you, too.
Oh, Daniel, please call me Bill. You make me sound old. I'm fighting that deal. You know, it's like my dear friend, she goes, I go, how you doing? You know, she's 89 years old, a retired teacher, bless her heart. And she goes, oh, Bill, I got a case of the OLD. And I said, I understand it. It embraces us all. So we do everything we can.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I understand. Well, Daniel, I want to talk about free market-based immigration. I want to get your ideas on this. And you're saying, you know, can save the post-industrial world. And it could make even more sense in light of the fact that, you know, today in America, we find ourselves with more jobs than laborers. You know, could this be the answer to that particular problem?
Well, you're right, actually, that in this tight labor market, we have to look to immigration as America's history shows that mm-hmm. the richest countries in the world are the most hospitable to immigration. Mm-hmm. And Japan, for example, their experience is a cautionary tale for the U.S., you know, where they actually restricted so much immigration that their economy stagnated.
Right.
And historically, it's true. America's biggest economic gains coincide with waves of immigration. So absolutely. Look, in 2016, immigrants added an estimated $2 trillion to the GDP. Now, mm-hmm. we're entrepreneurial, hardworking people. Americans
yes.
are, right? But
right.
You know, there are also low-skill and high-skill specialized jobs that immigrants can have. Helped in creating and generating wealth for themselves and for others as well. And 40% of all Fortune 500 companies were started by immigrants.
Right. Well, and the reason that these companies are continue to be drawn to immigrants is because, as you and I know, Daniel, I mean, we grew up in this culture. We're hardworking people. We're not afraid of hard work. I mean, you know,
exactly right.
We work hard. But the challenge that we have right now is separating. You know, understanding what we mean by market-based immigration, when we start getting into illegal immigration, breaking the laws, we got problems here in River City. So how can we utilize, you know, either a merit-based legal immigration program that, you know, qualifies somebody. I mean, because you have some people that come here to the United States, and guess what? They don't want to be citizens. They are happy living in Mexico or Central America. I mean, they love their country, their heritage, their culture. Everything is there. But to come here, you know, for several months and work and provide for their family, I mean, they're willing to work their butts off. So why can't we, you know, we need to look at this more holistically and in eyes, and this is, I understand what, or at least I sense what you're presenting here, is something that, you know, doesn't have to be, you know, so adversarial. But right now, the nerves of Americans are really raw because of all the problems we've had with illegal immigration, whether it's sanctuary cities and MS-13 gangs and, you know, drugs and all that that is accompanied. And I think blurred what you're talking about in terms of historically when you look at immigration and what immigrants have brought to various countries and how they've contributed.
Bill, you're absolutely right, and I'm very sensitive to that. You know, we recognize that this is very difficult stuff. Anything having to do with immigration, really, you know, whether it's comprehensive immigration reform, DACA, child separation issues, they've all vexed, you know, one administration after another. And that's because, as you just said, you know, the issue of immigration is very complex. And the narrative really varies by groups with so many diverse interests, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an emotional issue, too.
Sure.
Everyone has an opinion and everyone has a different experience related to immigration and immigrants. And, you know, I think Americans either have negative sentiments, you know, by the changes that immigration brings, or they have a positive view of it. But, for us, and you talked about market-based immigration reform, is that to make sure that Americans and immigrants benefit from immigration, I think we need a vibrant immigration system based on the American ideal of welcoming immigrants in search of opportunity. You know, those who wish to work hard and contribute to our economy, that still remains necessary.
Exactly.
It's really a system that efficiently accounts for market forces and information and preserves, I think, our government's ability to keep us safe and secure, you know, while maintaining the rule of law. That is critical.
Yeah. If you want to come to the country and add to the proposition of it, and even if you don't want to be a citizen, that's okay, in my humble opinion. I mean, my grandfather, Daniel, I don't know if I told you this story before, he and my grandmother came to the United States. They came in through Texas. And you know what they paid for their citizenship back then in the 1900s? One penny. They paid one penny for their citizenship. Okay. Now, my grandfather was an excellent and experienced butcher, and, you know, and he found labor really easy and did really well. And my grandmother was a seamstress. In fact, she ended up doing a lot of the windows of the TGW Grant Woolworth stores in Los Angeles. And a lot of movie stars would hire her because of the way she would finish, the bedding. You know, she would go in and custom finish the bedding and that sort of thing. And it's an incredible story. But after everything was all said and done, my grandfather was a Mexican. He did not want to die in America. He loved Mexico, even though they robbed him of his property, left him for dead on several occasions, took his eye out. He still considered himself a Mexican. And in fact, the last time when he crossed the border, he sat there in front of my grandmother and the border agent and ripped up his papers. He said, "No, nope, I'm Mexican. This is where I'm going to die. This is where I'm going to be buried." And of course, he got his wish. But you know, so I'm seeing where people, you know, immigrants will come here and go, but because of other things that have happened, you know, in our government and politics, and it's kind of goofed up and complicated this whole situation and murked up the waters, it has forced people to make a decision that they heretofore would not necessarily want to make. You know, they come here to this country because their jobs are here. They want to provide for their families and they work their butts off. You know, and, you know, to provide for their family, send money back home and the whole deal. And then somehow these policies get changed and it forces these families. It really divides these families because it forces them to say, well, you better stay here in the United States. And so now they find themselves in some sort of illegal capacity. And these are some of the stories and understanding, Daniel, that people do not get. And they're only seeing the immigration issue through the problem of sanctuary cities, MS-13, and, people who are illegal immigrants murdering our citizens. And we've got to step back a moment and think about, as you're offering and saying, look, let's look at the policies that we can create that are win-win for all concerned. And then, you know, I think if we do that, all these other issues will take care of themselves, don't you think?
Well, I certainly hope so. One thing is for sure, and you were talking about this, America is that shining city on the hill.
Exactly. And we got to go to break, Daniel. We'll be right back. More from Daniel Garza right after this.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361. Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like.
like us, fresh and independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Daniel Garza is with us. Always appreciate Daniel being on the show with his background and experience in government. He is also serving as the executive right now, executive director of Libra Initiative, and we're talking about immigration. Daniel, I have long held that, you know, what could happen, and I think it's interesting, you know, there is a lot of controversy about the new president of Mexico. We're not talking Mexico right now, but, you know, we know the influx of immigrants into this country, as you said, because we are a shining light of hope and all that we represent in America. Who wouldn't want to come to America? I mean, you know, Gallup says what, based on their polling, over 165 million people say, look it, they want to be citizens of this country. Well, you can't blame them. This is a great country, and a lot of people have invested into, you know, their blood, their treasure, their very honor for the sake of this country, who have gone before us, and of course, all immigrants. I mean, you know, we weren't indigenous. I mean, you know, so we're all immigrants here, but we all come together with the ideal, and that the ideals that I think were very clearly stated in first the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. And for those that are coming in or want to come in, are you going to add or take away, you know, from that Constitution? You want to add to it, then fine. And if not, even if you want to come here and, you know, in the history of man, there have been people who have, you know, have migrated or immigrated to other countries for the sake of labor. They didn't necessarily become citizens, but they provided a benefit and they gained a benefit as a result of that. I have long said, and people thought, well, this is an interesting concept, that we needed to get, you know, Mexico involved in the process. In fact, what we should do is we should hire labor from the government of Mexico, you know, like a lease process. We do this in this country, you know, where they have these programs where we lease employees from organizations. Why can't we lease employees from the government of Mexico? If we were to do that, then it behooves the government of Mexico to watch the border on their side, because the human trafficking that goes place, that's an asset to the government of Mexico. And all these things could be calculated in the lease process, just like we do when we hire somebody else, you know, whether they need health care or education, that sort of thing. It's all part and parcel of what American businesses would pay, you know, for an employee who is a citizen of Mexico to come here. And this gets, you know, this gets buy-in from Mexico, just in one case in point, gets buy-in from them, and now they're monitoring their side of the border as much as we're monitoring our side of the border, and I think that that would be a more efficient win-win proposition. What do you think?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that there is now zero net migration coming from Mexico. A lot of Mexicans who were once working here have returned back to Mexico because opportunities are actually growing in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the immigrants, you know, are coming from other countries. And in fact, 40% of those who are here currently undocumented are visa overstays.
Yes.
But, you know, more to your point, look, immigrants, they'll continue to seek a better life, you know, in America. And 200 million immigrants before them have come to America, and there were waves and waves of poor immigrants.
Right.
That's
right.
The fascinating thing about our economic system, that it can, you know, somebody with nothing can achieve anything. And, you know, we have benefited greatly from their talents, you know, their labor and their vast capacities. And, you know, but in today's modern world, how then do we harness these forces and fashion a better way to, you know, to address this modern economy? And that's the thing, right? I think a Fox News poll has found a record high today. 83% of voters support setting up a system like you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know, for undocumented folks who are currently working in the country to become legal residents. And how do we do that? You know, through some kind of worker visa program? A lot of people are willing to explore that as opposed to, you know, a path to citizenship that they would maybe gain once they earn it, you know, and get in back of the line, right? People also believe in fairness. You know,
exactly.
They shouldn't get in front of the folks that are already there. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of things, you know, to talk about, but, you know, we can do it civilly, and we can do it, you know, I think in a way that benefits our country. And it's so important that we do that right now because of the urgency with Dreamers too, right? And the courts are going to decide on that. And so anyways, yeah, we need to come together. And you're right. It requires consensus. It requires both sides coming together.
Well, it's almost like you want to get the politicians out of the way. You know, Daniel, as you and I were talking about, you know, the motivation for, you know, certain political groups, it's about the vote and what it represents. And, you know, interestingly enough, I mean, you know, people look at the Hispanic community and think that it's some monolithic entity, and it's not. It is diverse. You know, the people have come here and they've worked their butts off and have become positive assets to the community, and they resent, you know, people coming here illegally and making them look bad. I mean, it's like sometimes, like, you know, you go to these public parks and, you know, they disrespect, they don't clean up after themselves and things like that. And it's like, you know, the citizens, the people here illegally want to grab them by the shoulders and say, look, you know, clean up your baby diapers and your cigarette butts. This isn't, you know, welcome to the United States of America. You know, we kind of like pick up after ourselves, you know, and, you know, so it's just like, look, if you want to, you know, be a part of this country, then let's represent the goodness of this country and take advantage of, you know, the opportunities that are here. And, you know, let's protect each other's interests. But, you know, get the politicians out of the way. Get this idea that it's about the vote. And let's think about the, let's think about the current citizens and the potential citizens that come here and the assets that they bring, right?
Absolutely, Bill. You know, you bring up a great point because, you know, if you hear one side of the political aisle, all immigrants are victims. They're all entitled. If you hear the other side, all immigrants are criminals. You know, there's this distortion by the extremes. And when the vast majority of immigrants, again, bring, you know, so much value to America, but we need to have an honest conversation. And I don't hear the politicians having an honest conversation. And one of those concerns, and you just brought it up, is border security. I mean, our vision for immigration, you know, I think accounts for the government's proper role of upholding the rule of law and public safety. Mm-hmm. And right now the system is actually counterproductive. It's not making us safer.
Exactly.
But one side is not, you know, being honest about it. You know, we face threats of terrorism, you know, unacceptable levels of narco traffic and the scourge of human trafficking, to name a few. And right now the current system, you know, when it comes to our border, is porous. It bends, but it also breaks in many areas.
Exactly.
And I just mentioned, you know, Americans are compassionate, but when it comes to immigrants, they also expect order, security. And we have to have a balance of certainty and security.
Well, it's endemic to each human being, you know, for safety and to protect themselves. You know, I was just reading, you know, this morning, maybe it was last night, and I thought about this. It's in the book of Proverbs, the 25th chapter in verse 20. It says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. So, you know, I mean, I've really had to, you know, have what they call a Salem moment, you know, where you just got to pause and really chew on this. And I've been chewing on this is that this is, and to hear you, you know, talk, it really brings clarity to what this verse is saying, is that there's something wrong in our spirit if we are not protecting ourselves. That I don't care any empire, any country, any, you know, I mean, these people that come on even from Univision and, you know, that want to talk about open borders and stuff like that. And you go, well, but you have a fence around your house, you know.
Yeah, right. We're not in a position for that. You know, and by the way, who thinks that our current immigration policy is working? You know, and, you know, the kind of security you're talking about, our current system does not, you know, provide for that. And right. I think, you know, what we must advance is, one, a system that addresses market forces, like right. you were talking about, mm-hmm. you know, by accommodating for many of those who seek to make us stronger and those who offer real value, you know, with their ingenuity and their labor. But keep those out who would do us harm or exploit fellow immigrants. You know, we've been working closely with the administration to ensure that, you know, smart and intelligent security components form a part of any legislation.
Well, and as you say, the problem with all this, Daniel, is the, you know, it's reason against emotion. And, you know, we've got to come together and be able to unite our ideas in a way that are constructive. Right now, sadly, they're destructive, and that's why we continue to fight through this. And I appreciate all that you're doing with Libre Initiative, you know, on this good fight, and we'll continue to partner
when
with you.
When posted on
every
most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The choked up chief in Milwaukee, Wisconsin discusses the shooting death of a veteran cop while on duty yesterday.
He's a 17-year veteran who was well loved by the department and a friend of mine.
Police officer Alfonso Morales says the suspect was wanted on gun and drug violations. He was shot and wounded by other officers and is currently in custody. Then overnight, an Arizona Department of Public Safety trooper in training was shot and killed and a second officer wounded after they approached the driver of a car along an interstate just outside Phoenix. A struggle ensued and the suspect got one of their guns. It's not clear whether that suspect's in custody. The Labor Department says 217,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the previous week, but still a little below what analysts predicted. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
You're my defender. You fight for me. I will remember. You're all I need. You are my healer. My remedy. Get the power of the unknown.
Back with the America Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day with you right here at the intersection of faith and politics, where we're committed to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And to this point is the man who has us all manning our oars. I'm talking about Lou Euler, nationally recognized expert on tax limitation, tax and spend, budgetary issues, all those issues that mean so much to the dining tables across America, don't they, Lou?
I'll tell you, the tax reform, you know, we've got all this confusion going on in Washington about Putin and about Mueller and the investigations and this, that, and the other thing. The real anchor to Windward, the real important stuff, is what tax reform and tax reduction is doing to aid average Americans and their families back home, where they live, where they work, the jobs that have been increased, the rates of salary increases, et cetera. That's the real issue that will shape this fall's elections.
Yeah, it's what they call the kitchen table issues. It's what we talk around, you know, the dining table, you know, with our family, which comes out. And the Democrats are only hoping they can cloud that issue, because there's lots of wind to the back of this administration and to we the people who are enjoying the benefits thereof.
Exactly right. And many of our friends and associates in Washington and their organizations are now joining with us in the campaign to protect and expand tax reform and are tracking what's going on district by district and state by state. For example, the Heritage Foundation, our good friends there, have been calculating what the tax reform means, and they say that over the next 10 years, because of the larger economy we're now growing with, the typical American could benefit over $26,000 in take-home pay, and the family of four, $45,000, and that's the direct result of this kind of positive legislative action in Washington.
And that's a snapshot as it stands today, Lou. And I guess what people are realizing is the fact that there are more jobs than people, it's affording an opportunity for many households to upgrade. You know, the Obama administration brought us a working concept of three jobs, no benefits, and we are working our tails off. I mean, the 60, 70-hour work week was becoming very typical under that administration. Under Donald Trump now, things are getting back to the normal that we're used to, a 40, 50-hour work week, one job, not having to work three. I know the gal from New York, Ocasio-Cortez, is trying to put out this false narrative, which is a blatant lie, that the reason the unemployment is so low is because people are working three jobs. On the face of it all, she is very dangerous in spewing things out, but that's what, you know, that's what people who are motivated by socialism, they cannot stand on the truth, so they make up lies.
Now, you're absolutely right. Now, what this has done, of course, is by reducing the unemployment level to lowest in many, many years, especially for blacks and Hispanics. And so this allows people who are in jobs that they may only marginally enjoy and to benefit from to be able to reach out, change jobs, get additional education, upgrade their weekly and monthly salaries. So all of it together is such a positive thing. It's not just that they're taking home more pay, but they're much more satisfied personally.
Exactly.
Because they have the opportunity to do what they want to do rather than what they're forced to do.
Exactly. And that is the trend line that Democrats are underestimating, because their checks that they cash every week or every 2 weeks is a thank you, Mr. Trump, against the false narrative that liberals and progressives would want to put out there. I mean, how do you deny the growth of this country?
Exactly right. And we expect on Friday to have official report of the second quarter growth rate. And as Peter Ferrer and I in a recent column predicted, it appears now we will exceed 4% growth in that quarter, en route to 5% and 6% that we enjoyed under Ronald Reagan and JFK. So we're back to the normal. You know, Obama's apologists and some of his economists said there's a new normal, and that's going to be 1 or 1.5% growth per year. That's baloney. We're just blowing that out of the water.
Again, we're proving what they could not fathom, and that is the exceptionalism of the people of this great country. I mean, the exceptionalism has been resident. If anything, they did everything to squash it, and that's proof positive, because you look what Donald Trump did by eliminating all these regulations, tax cuts, inspiring people again to dream big dreams, which Kennedy did and Ronald Reagan did, and Katie bar the door. I mean, we're busting loose here, and and at record speeds. I mean, which demonstrates just how much pent up energy and productivity was just lying there on the sidelines because of the policies of the Democrats and one Barack Obama.
Exactly right. And, you know, the hallmark of good economic times is the creation of a number of startup small businesses. And that those small businesses dried up during the Obama years, mm-hmm. and each new business in its first year averages about 6 employees at the end of that year. And so we're back to that dynamic that is so intensely important for the viability and for the growth of our nation.
Well, Lou, and you mentioned it earlier, I want to go back to that, and that is the enthusiasm factor that's taking place. People are willing and eager to dream big dreams again because they have a fair shot at it. That's what's going on. I mean, I've spoken directly with at least half a dozen bankers. They all agree small business right now in America, you talk about the wind being at their back. It is absolutely exciting what's going on. And what gets me excited is what it means for individuals, Lou, and their families. You know, to dream big dreams, to have that business you always wanted to have that you felt you couldn't have a fair shot at it because regulations were hamstringing you. And now, because of what Donald Trump has done in enacting positive growth policies, you know, everybody's jumping in. The water's fine. It's exciting. And, you know, what that does to, you know, the heart and soul of individual Americans, to me, you know, just gets me more excited than all the rumor mills and the negative reporting that the fake news would want you to believe. It's all one big distraction. And what I'm concerned about with some of this distraction, you know, we're over Putin, you know, to death. We're over all these, you know, pole dancers or whatever it is. But what is that doing for America? Could you imagine where we'd be at right now if even the media, you know, presented a 50-50 narrative on Trump? We know that the ratio is 90-10. 90-10, 90% negative reporting on this president. I mean, you really have to go out of your way to hit 90%.
That's right. And you know, what's interesting is Trump's personal numbers and approval rating keeps going up despite all this nonsense. And then the corollary of stuff that's happening, like the Dodd-Frank reform legislation that the Congress has recently passed, is restoring the strength and dynamism of local community banks, so
exactly.
They're able to lend to these new small businesses, and so it's a new day in America.
Without a doubt. Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, on Bill Martinez Live. Lou, as always, an honor and a pleasure to have you with us. Have a great day.
Great to be with you.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you ask screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post the job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
There's about, yes, get ready, okay? We got Steve Evans, the movie guy, direct from Hollywood, coming up.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
If you only knew how many people, you know, around this network that has intro envy because of you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, they go, hey, how come Steve Evans gets the big fan? I go, he's a big fanfare kind of guy. That's why. That's so great. Just sit down there and take what we.
Always,
take what we give you.
The big entrance, absolutely.
Exactly. Well, speaking of big entrances, it looked like Mamma Mia was going to be number one, but at the wire, you know, Equalizer 2 comes in number one, huh?
That's right. The Equalizer equalized things at the box office. I'm not sure what it says when a gritty crime drama beats a frothy musical, but that's what happened last weekend. Equalizer 2 making about $36 million, and Mamma Mia close on Denzel's heels, making about 34.9, so that's how it was.
Well, Denzel had a little bit of advantage. I think he had about 50 more screens than Mamma Mia. Maybe that's what it was, huh?
It could be. I actually saw Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again last week.
What'd you think?
Well, it's fun. My wife's been talking about it forever, so we saw it at the Landmark. It was Saturday afternoon matinee. The place was packed. Now, these matinee showings, typically it's an older crowd, right? Mm-hmm. We had people singing and dancing. I thought somebody...
See, that's the thing about this, is that it's participatory, you know? You can't just sit there in your chair.
No, you got beautiful people, beautiful music, beautiful scenery, and, you know, hey, what's not to sing about? So
exactly.
It's a lot of fun. There are some interesting twists and turns.
Yeah, by the way, you can't dance at Equalizer 2, by the way. They might check your popcorn or something.
Absolutely. You know? Well, anyway, you have some surprises in Mamma Mia. Here We Go Again. I won't give them away. I will say this, though. There's an interesting cameo appearance by the most interesting man in the world in this particular movie, because he shows up, and I think, wait, well, that's the most interesting man in the world. Anyway, so it's a lot of fun. Cher is in it. You got Pierce Brosnan, Stellan Skarsgård, Amanda Seyfried. So it is a lot of fun if you're looking for a good time. Hotel Transylvania 3 was number 3. Ant-Man and the Wasp was number 4. And Incredibles 2 was number 5. A lot of numbers there, but of course this is the blockbuster sequel season, so that's what we have going on. And speaking of such, we have Mission Impossible Fallout. This is the sixth Mission Impossible movie, getting great reviews. I have to see it, starring Tom Cruise. This all started back in 96 with Mission Impossible. Then you had MI2, you had MI3, you had MI Ghost Protocol, MI Rogue Nation, and now it's Fallout. And together, these movies have made roughly about $2.8 billion at the box office.
What a franchise, huh? Wow.
What a franchise. You know, I think Tom Cruise, you know, he's going to be 90 walking around in a walker or a cane or something. You hear that bump, bump.
And falling out of a plane.
Maybe so. This is getting great reviews. 97% are recommending this. And say what you will about Tom Cruise, but he puts out a great movie. He really puts it all out there on the screen. So that's what we have here with
Now, is he still doing all his stunts and everything? Because I don't know.
As a matter of fact, he broke an ankle on this movie.
Now, what's he thinking?
Well, he likes to do the. I think he sees these movies as an adventure in themselves. Just making the movie is a big adventure. So, possible Fallout.
Well,
this
there
movie.
It is.
Here's what's going on. You got Ethan Hunt, played by Tom Cruise, and his IMF team: Alec Baldwin, Simon Pegg, Bing Rhames, along with some very familiar allies. They race against time after a mission has gone wrong. Not exactly an original plot, but that's not what these are all about. It's just action and a lot of fun. 97% recommending Mission Impossible Fallout. It will be number one. They say think it's going to make roughly about $60 million. And it
what I was going to say is that what's so amazing to me is that, you know, with these movies, each time it's got to get better. I mean, there's so much pressure, yes, with effects and, you know, the things that they do and that. But Tom Cruise in this franchise continues to do that. I mean, it's not like you go there and go, eh, I've seen this before, it happened, you know, kind of deal. I mean, yeah, basically the same plot line. I mean, why fix something, you know, that's not broken? But, I mean, they just keep raising the bar on themselves. I mean, it's it is amazing.
I think that's part of the game, and in you know the stunts have to be bigger and more dangerous and more spectacular. He's hanging out of helicopters in this one. He actually broke his ankle jumping from one building to another.
Right.
Which, you know, so
yeah, we see that in the trailer, right? But we don't see that he broke his ankle in the process. But it's like, hey, it's about time. I mean, I keep telling you, don't jump from buildings to buildings. You're gonna break your ankle.
I think he's like 55. I mean, he's up there. I mean,
yes.
Not a young man anymore. But
no. Yeah.
Another movie out this weekend called Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Now, I was unaware of this cartoon series on Cartoon Network, which has quite a following, but this thing is getting great reviews. 96% are recommending, which shows you know the critics are taking a look at these movies and saying, okay, how good is this movie at being what it's supposed to be? And this is an animated film about these teen superhero characters. You got a villain's maniacal plan for world domination sidetracks these five teenage superheroes who dream of Hollywood stardom. You see, to the teens, all the major superheroes out there are starring in their own movies, everybody except the Teen Titans. So Robin, who's the de facto leader, is determined to remedy this situation and be seen as a star instead of a sidekick. So they try to get the Hollywood's hottest film director to notice them. They go to Tinseltown and mayhem ensues. Teen Titans Go to the Movies, 96% recommending that one. And then if you're looking for a quiet film, a thoughtful film, one of those independent films, Puzzle may be for you this weekend. I've been seeing this trailer for the longest time. Very thoughtful film. It's called Puzzle. It's about Agnes, who is kind of this 40-something woman who's kind of taken for granted as this suburban mother. She's kind of living this humdrum life. Well, that all changes when she gets a jigsaw puzzle as a birthday gift. And you're saying, oh, great, we're going to go watch a movie about doing a jigsaw puzzle. There's a lot more to it. She experiences all of a sudden this heady thrill of not only doing something she really enjoys, but being very, very good at it. All of a sudden, things change for this woman when she gets a puzzle for her birthday. 79% are recommending you if you're looking for a nice, quiet movie. An air-conditioned indie film house, this may be for you this week.
And you like jigsaw puzzles.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
that's your world.
Sure.
Another movie called Hot Summer Nights, which looks like it should be really good. It's only 46% are recommending, however. They're saying it's a lot of movie cliches and a very good soundtrack. But it is about this guy coming of age during the summer he spends on Cape Cod. I happen to have come of age on Cape Cod.
Oh, memories. Okay. All right.
Oh, I really want to see this one. It's about this guy by the name of Daniel Middleton, played by Timothée Chalamet. You might remember him. He was nominated for an Academy Award for his work in a movie called Call Me By Your Name last year. He's this likable but socially awkward recent high school grad who is spending the summer before college visiting his aunt on Cape Cod. He's not a townie. He's not one of those summer birds dropping in for the season. He kind of struggles to find his place until he meets this guy by the name of Hunter. And he's kind of the local bad boy who peddles marijuana to well-off vacationers when he isn't protecting his younger sister, Michaela, from overzealous male suitors. He's sensing an opportunity here, so Daniel persuades Hunter to go into business, and they start dealing weed up and down the Cape together as the summer heat intensifies. He's newly confident. He falls for the sister, Michaela, keeping their relationship a secret until it becomes explosive. Now, this is set in the summer of 91 against the backdrop of a looming hurricane. So you got sex, drugs, rock and roll,
and hurricanes.
What's not to like? Hot summer nights about a boy on Cape Cod. 46% recommending that one. I discovered a new genre recently, something I was unaware of. It's called wuxia. Now, this is a genre. Were you aware of this?
No.
It's wuxia? Been around forever, I guess.
Oh, okay.
It's a genre of Chinese fiction and film concerning the adventures of sword-wielding, chivalrous heroes. Before Kung Fu, there was this thing called wuxia. Now, this started out in folklore, but then it became films in China in the early 20s and 30s, I guess. Then it was banned because they wanted to protect the young against moral corruption. It reemerged about 20 years later. Really came into its own in the late 60s.
Or they banned with a samurai or something here, huh?
Whatever. Anyway, yeah. I guess so this is a film genre, and we have this. All of this is to say that there is a new wuxia film out this weekend. It's called Detective D and the Four Heavenly Kings. And for whatever reason, I really want to see this now that I've discovered this new genre. It's a bold and exciting new entry into the smash hit wuxia fantasy film franchise from the master action director Sui Hark. Detective D and the Four Heavenly Kings sees the detective embroiled in his most difficult case yet. Accused of wrongdoing by Empress Wu, Detective D must defend himself against this formidable foe, all the while investigating a crime wave that has engulfed the city. There you go. Detective D and the Four Heavenly Kings, if you're into that sort of thing.
So wuxia got liberated. They probably saw all this money that they were spending on American-made movies and said, hey, look, we've got our own ideas, too. Where's that wuxia thing? You know, let's bring it out here, you know?
Let's cash in on the wuxia thing.
Yeah, interesting.
The Captain is another interesting film. This is a foreign film, which really an interesting concept. This takes place after the waning months, I guess, of World War II. It's based on the true story of this guy they call the Executioner of Emsland. This the Captain follows this German army deserter, and he finds an abandoned Nazi captain's uniform in the final weeks of World War II. So he puts this on. All of a sudden, he has all this authority. He's emboldened by the authority the uniform grants him, and he amasses a band of stragglers who cede to his command despite the suspicions of some. And citing direct orders from the Führer himself, he soon takes command of a camp holding German soldiers accused of desertion and begins to dispense this harsh justice. This is really kind of a look at fascism something of a game to be played by those most gullible and unscrupulous. Very thoughtful film, once again, The Captain, subtitled foreign film out there.
Maybe that's the subtitle, Fascism Gone Wild, huh?
Could be.
I don't know.
We have a lot of great films out there. There's no excuse for you not finding an air-conditioned multiplex this weekend and enjoying a film or two.
And we'll see you there. The movie guy, Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve-O.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate.